Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I'm thinking of a specific person, actually, a remarkable person. As I got to know them and interact with them, I realize they are the perfect example of what we discussed today. Well thought, well spoken, and well lived. Over time, I came to deeply respect this person because they represent a very well-lived life. So who comes to your mind as you consider today's content, well thought, well spoken, and well lived? What makes a person well lived? Frequently, that person is well spoken, and it's almost impossible to be well spoken without first being well thought. In fact, I think it goes something like this. If you are well thought, chances are you will be well spoken and well lived. To find someone who is well thought is a great find. Further, to discover that person is also well spoken is rare indeed. Subsequently, to observe that person has patterns of being well lived, well, you know you've found a real treasure. Actually, I must admit something. I'm blessed beyond what I deserve to have a good number of well-spoken, well-thought, and well-lived friends, and I cherish each one. However, in the case of developing this material, the dear friend I write about is no longer here. The Lord took her home, and I miss her very much. I continue to enjoy precious friends still alive, of course. Sadly, however, I must wait a significant amount of time to reunite with my friend who has gone to heaven. What an encourager, an example, and one of the most gracious people I've known. So in a way, you might say this is a kind of eulogy in her honor. For some time, I've held this friend in high esteem with great respect. Matter of fact, in every way I observed her life, she was well thought, well spoken, and well lived. Before we develop this idea, let's define the word glory, specifically the verb. A very simple definition by Merriam-Webster is this: to rejoice proudly. Actually, you do this all the time. Here are some examples. You eat at a great restaurant. You go to a wonderful event. You experience a new technology tool. You discover an excellent book. You are so proud of your child. You cannot imagine life without a particular person. And you can't stop talking about any of those things. The awesome discovery, the experience, the reality, or the knowledge is only made more complete as you boast about it to others. Simply put, you glory in it. Well, glory means good boasting. We explored the idea of glorying in someone or something. Similarly, there are many things to boast about. After all, not all boasting is wrong. Just remember examples we listed to glory in as a good kind of boasting. Specifically, look at the examples of going to a good restaurant. The service is excellent. The food is delicious. Plus, the atmosphere is unique. Telling someone about it completes your experience of a wonderful meal. From sports victories to new science discoveries, from incredible medical advancements to an awesome sale at a favorite store, it could be a good cup of coffee, a new outfit at a discount price, a developing friendship, a change of season, a great joke, the latest technology that just arrived on your doorstep. People love to glory in things. People also love to hear good boasting. God made us that way. It's part of our original design. We already explored how the experience of boasting intensifies the pleasure, the value, the priority of what you learned, saw, experienced, or discovered. Simply put, it's pleasurable to glory in something, essentially to lift up what you think is valuable. To take time to praise something or someone is worthwhile. The enjoyment of telling someone else, making the announcement, is fulfilling. When you take the time to express particulars, you are functioning in the manner God created. This is the human template, God's design. People were engineered, for lack of a better term, to engage in completing experiences by expression. Consider everyday realities. Here are some examples. The phenomenon of communication and language is designed to glory in something. Memory of an experience or event enhances that thing. Books are written because of human design to glory in something. Movies are crafted and filmed with some kind of glory in mind. Speeches rally others to participate just by listening and remembering. And sermons are intended as a call to action through one's memory of God's words. In our fallen world, people's design means too often they boast incorrectly, and that pretty much ruins interaction on many levels. Sadly, they engage in expressions to elevate self, enhance their own image, compensate for insecurities, increase their own pleasures, brag inappropriately. If you listen carefully to self-centered glory and boasting, you can hear underlying messages, begging for any kind of purpose, trying to numb some pain, compensating for feeling puny, lost, weak, inferior, less than, overlooked, needing to be recognized, hoping to be loved and valued. And so, whether healthy boasting or sinful boasting, people boast. Well, let's talk about glory in life to draw attention to God. What a unique opportunity to be well thought, well spoken, and well lived. Yes, learning how to glory in life and draw attention to God. How does a Jesus follower engage in healthy boasting? Even more important, in what ways can you glory in life to draw attention to God? Let's look at four ideas, and we're going to start with worship. Truth gives you something credible, dependable, and eternal to glory in. Remarkably, since God made people in this unique design, you are most fulfilled when you glory in God, when you worship. More specifically, when you worship God in spirit and truth, from John 4, verse 24. Your joy increases because of who you worship. Plus, your personal life purpose is validated. First, exalt in good things that point to a good, loving God. Second, lift up honorable human behaviors that hint of the likeness of the Creator. Third, hold yourself to highest standards of conduct because it is loving, kind, respectful, and helpful. Fourth, find your real self. And fifth, discover the joy of His design to get more comfortable in your own skin. In other words, worship God, who is spirit and truth. So now, the second idea we're going to look at is this. Pursue the well-thought, well-spoken, well-lived Christ. The more you discover about Jesus Christ each day, the more you want to know Him. Additionally, you experience joy when you express His excellent character to everyone. Even during hard times, you find yourself migrating to the truth of who Jesus is. Equally, you can face hardships because He never changes. Scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. This loving Christ died for you and came back to life. Death can never take him from you. His promises, power, and presence are yours always. In personal weakness, when you are discouraged, during times of sickness, when you are ill-treated, slandered, maligned, tell yourself and others the truth. Talk about how God keeps every promise, how he turns evil into good, how he makes all things beautiful in his time, Ecclesiastes 3:11, and tell them how God forgives all who repent and trust him. Tell others how God renews strength and hope. Subsequently, glory in this dear friend who is well-thought, well-spoken, and well-lived. This person who can never be taken from you through death. Be God's friend. These are things that inspire you to boast. Glory in them. Additionally, ponder them deeply and match your choices to them. As a result, then you become well-thought, well-spoken, and well-lived. Just throw your heart into it. Okay, the third idea we're going to talk about is weakness. Have you considered that by glorying in your weakness, you can become powerful? Scripture says, "When I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12:10. When you step back and let Christ step forward in your life details and decisions, you quite literally glory in Jesus. Essentially, your boasting points prove how dying to self and living for Jesus enables you to be the person he created, well-thought, well-spoken, and well-lived. Jesus Christ is worthy of all worship, praise, conversation, tweeting, texting, blogging, and even shouting about. The fourth idea is creation. Glory in Jesus by enjoying his creation. Despite this broken world, creation is still magnificent and beautiful. Creation has a way of renewing you, making you smile, blessing your soul, inspiring that part of you that needs to be encouraged. Now let's talk about some application thoughts and questions over this content. Number one, did you know glorying means to rejoice proudly? Number two, do you engage good boasting? Three, in what ways do you glory in Christ? Four, do you boast about his love, provisions, his interventions, and goodness as you experience life? Five, even in difficult times, do you discipline yourself to practice being well-thought, well-spoken, and well-lived? Number six, do you worship? Do you pursue knowing Christ? Do you boast about your weakness? And do you enjoy creation? Number seven, are you well-thought, well-spoken, and well-lived? Portions of this content come from our book, Epistles for an iGeneration, Relevant in a Digital Age, a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word. and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.